אוקיי, רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויתחנן, שבת נחמו. Today is Yud Be'av, so in spite of it being ערב שבת, there's also an element we're still, like we would say in Yiddish, mitten avelut, you know, still in the throes of the avelut, because today, as the Gemara tells us in Masechet Ta'anit, the bulk of the Beit HaMikdash burnt on Asiri Be'av, and to the extent that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, why do we fast on the 9th as opposed to the 10th? And said Rabbi Yochanan, the Atchalta de Pur'anuta Adifa, which means the beginning of the Pur'anut, which means began to burn on the 9th, so we go based on the beginning. But anyway, there are, you know, like we spoke about in the morning, there are still a few Avelut customs that are still in effect. Some say until Chatzot Ayom, some say until Mamash Shkiat HaChama, Bezat Hashem by tonight, Zer. There's actually Machloket. I'm not going to get into it now, but we know the Gemara also tells us in Ta'ani Dav Kavav that the Mazal, Mishnichnas Av, Ma'atim B'Simcha, and Rav Papa said, Nafkamina, Ledina, well, it's Machloket, because the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Some Sefer talks about why the Rambam doesn't bring it down, but everybody knows that the Gemara says that a person should try to have, if a person has a pending court case with a Goy, try to make it during Chodesh Adar, and try to push it off during Chodesh Av, because the Mazal of Am Yisrael during Chodesh Av is very, very bad. So there's a Machlok Taposkim, when does that continue for? You know, after Tisha B'Av, does it continue? So the Mishnah B'Av Be'emet says that continues, the bad Mazal of Chodesh Av continues until Sof Chodesh Av, until Rosh Chodesh Elul. There's other Shitot, there's Machlok, the Kedush HaSlevi, by the way, the famous Kedush HaSlevi at the end of this week's Parasha. The Machlok Taposkim, Aram Zechon Rechad brings down the Kedush HaSlevi in Chazon Obadiah. Very interesting. So, yeah. Anyway, Aval. So he brings down a three way Machloket. Some say by Asri Be'av it's over, and Maran Zechon Rechad goes with the middle Shita, and he says by two Be'av it's over. So, you know, that's again, it's not really a din. It's more of an Eitzah Tovah. The Rambam doesn't bring it. So the Chasam Sefer says it's not really a din, more of an Eitzah Tovah. Aval, you know, right now is still Bizman Adin. And as a result of that, I wanted to speak about, you know, there's a whole siman in the Tur Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, siman Tavkuf Samach, which is right after, the siman right after Hilchot Tisha B'Av, discusses, you know, Tisha B'Av kind of applies during the rest of the year as well, in that, yes, the Avelut of Ben HaMitzarim and the 9 days and Shavuot Shabbat Tisha B'Av, so that's over after Asiri B'Av, but at the end of the day, there are still some remnants of the Churban HaBayit that affect our lives throughout the rest of the year. And yeah. So yeah, the Chatam Sofer and the Ritva also discuss that. But so some say that the Mazal of Chodesh Av is so bad that Hashem threw that on Am Yisrael as well. So by Adar and Av, you know, so both of them. But there's a few answers to that. So there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about things that apply throughout the year. Zecher l'churban. There's many, many things scattered throughout Shas and Poskim. Things that have to do with the way we build our houses, the way we set our tables, what we do at weddings. Many, many different takanot that the Chachamim said. Everybody knows there's a famous Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Samach Amud Bet. The Gemara says over there that there were Prushim. There was a group of Jews during the times of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, they're Prushim, they're very holy individuals. And after post-Churban Beit HaMikdash, so they said, that's it. No more meat, no more wine, zeo klum, never. Why? They sent, because they were making problems for Am Yisrael, because not everybody could handle it. You know, can't go 9 days without eating meat. People, you know, you can't imagine the volume of she'elot I've gotten about, when does it become mutar again, you know, Hashem is saying, people need protein. You know, but listen, I'll take meat over salad any day in terms of protein. Aval, mikol makom. Anyway, aval, you know, people are asking, they want to know, is it chatzot, is it knisat Shabbat, what happens if I make early Shabbat? Can I, kol mine she'elot mi she'elot shonot. So they can't handle for 9 days. You want Am Yisrael to abstain from meat the whole year? So who did they send to go confront the Prushim? They sent Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, who was, you know, he was Rabbi Yoshua, besides for being one of the Gdolei Hador, very commonly he was nominated by the Chachmei Hador in that generation to be the spokesman of Am Yisrael. He spoke very nicely, and he was able to represent, he was actually sent to Athens to contend with the Chachmei Yavan, was a whole big situation. Anyway, so they sent him to the Prushim. And he was like, yeah, listen, we're on the same side. Why are we fighting about this? What are you making problems? They're like, how can we eat meat? There's no more korbanot. And how can we drink wine? There's no more nesachim, right? As an ot avirut. He said, you're right. So let me ask you. And what about fruits? He said, why? He says, there's no more bikurim. And yotei bikurim, no more fruits. No. And he says, you know what? How about water? There's no more nesuch hamayim. No more water. He told him, im kein en adavar sof. Right? If that's the case, elama, elama. During lakol zeman va'et, during the 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavuot, Chagot, Tisha B'Av, over there, the avalut gets stronger. But during the rest of the year, these things are mutar. But, so they said, what should we do? So he said, you know what? Stick to the takanot that the Chachamim said throughout the year. So a prominent, one of the more famous takanot that the Chachamim said, this actually appears in two places in Shas, under two different umbrellas, one in Sota, Daf, Memchet Amud Aleph, and one in Gitin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So just to, as a hakdama to the sugya, it's a very interesting thing. The Mishnah in Masechet Sota says, Mi shecharva bet hamikdash kacha, Mi shebatla sanhedrin kacha. So one of the things the Mishnah says in Sota is once the Sanhedrin disbanded, yeah, Mi shebatla sanhedrin, batel hashir bebet hamishtaot. Right? That songs ceased from party houses. And there is Shneimar, and Mara brings a pasuk in Yishaya, Bashir lo yeshtu yain. So apparently they used to sing in party houses, and post Bet HaMikdash no more. There's a machloket exactly why that is. The Yerushalmi brings down on this Gemara in Sota, the reason for that is because when the Sanhedrin was still in session, so that the fact that the Sanhedrin was there, even if people weren't mamash in their presence, but the fact that there was a Sanhedrin in session kind of stopped people from singing all sorts of crazy and vulgar songs. But once the Sanhedrin disbanded, people started singing all sorts of wacky things. You know, look at the music today. People, whatever's on the lung is on the tongue. No filter. They say anything and all sorts of vulgar songs, whatever. And therefore the Chachamim said, en yoter. So it's mashma from Bavli a little bit different. But Ikar, that's a mention of the sugya. But Ikar sugya is actually in Masechet Gitin Daf Zayin. And the Gemara says over here, I want to read to you the sugya with Rashi and Tosfos, because this is going to turn into how to interpret this Gemara is going to be subject of great debate among the Rishonim, which is actually going to affect the halacha ma'aseh, as it always does, right? How to interpret a Gemara. You can't read a Gemara, so you can't get to the bottom of the halacha. The Rishonim, where do they get their piskei halacha from? By interpretations of the sugya. As katuv kacha. Gitin Daf Zayin. Yeah. Shalchu le Mor Ukva. Mor Ukva was the Av Bet Din. They sent him the following she'ela. Zimra menalan de asir. Apparently there was a Kabbalah, there was some sort of tradition in Am Yisrael that Zimra. Now again, what exactly Zimra means, it's still a little bit vague. But Zimra, music. What kind of music? Is it instrumental? Is it vocal? Let's leave that in the air right now. We'll get to it soon. But music is asur. They knew it was asur. Apparently they had some sort of tradition about that. All they're asking is what? Where do we know that from? What's the basis? What's the source for the fact that music is asur? Post Churban Bet HaMikdash, he was many generations after. He was Amorah. He was in the first generation of the Amoraim. So he sent them back, Sirtet Vekatav Lehu. He was Mesartet anytime you quote a Pasuk. Right? The Gemara says, the previous Amud, how many words can you write without Sirtut? Machloket in Gemara, three or four. But once you hit at least three or four Machloket in Gemara, when you write, you have to be Mesartet. So, Sirtet Vekatav Lehu, Al Tismach, there's a Pasuk in Hoshea, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim, it should say. Velishlach Leumelach, Afrek the Gemara, Afrek. The Gemara asks, why is it that he brought that Pasuk in Hoshea? Why didn't he bring the Pasuk that we brought in Sota from Yeshaya? Velishlach Leumelach, Abashi lo Yistuyayin, Yemar Shochal Lesholotav. So the Gemara says, Imahu, If you would have sent them, Al Tismach Israel El Gil Ka'amim, I would have thought that's only a reference to instrumental music. How would I know that vocal music is also asur? That's why he sent them Al Tismach Israel El Gil Ka'amim, which is a reference to all music. So right now, Lefi Maskanat Agmana, it seems that the gzera on music post Bet HaMikdash is what? Is a reference to all music. But look how Rashi and Tosfot interpret this Gemara. Very interesting, because not all of the Rishonim are going to be in agreement. most notably of which, the Rambam. Yeah, let's see what the, and you know who's going to disagree with the Rambam? The Rambam. We're going to see. Let's see what he says. So, Bekitzur, let's see what he says. Yeah, says Rashi and Tosfot. Listen very carefully. Zimra leshorer bevet hamishtaot, which means yes. Rashi, very good. That's the only Rashi on the sugiya. What's Zimra? And yes, according to Rashi, Maskanat Gemara is yes, Zimra applies both Bakeli Uvape, both instrumental and vocal. But what does he say? Leshorer bevet hamishtaot. The whole Gzerat Chazal against vocal and instrumental music, says Rashi, is what? Only bevet hamishtaot. Only in party houses where they have wine. Now, listen to that. Rashi's not alone. Tosfos, interestingly, agrees to Rashi. Tosfos says over here as follows. Piresh bakuntres, leshorer bevet hamishtaot, v'chen mashma midkamar, v'lishlach le'me'ach, v'bashir lo yeshtu yayin. From the fact that the Gemara asks, why didn't he send the pasuk, bashir lo yeshtu yayin, which means if he's already bringing yayin as the context of when the music is asur, the Gemara understood that the whole sugiya, the whole gzirah of music is asur where? Bet HaMishta'ot. Okay? And Tosfot brings a few other things over here. We're going to come back to this Tosfot later because there's Tosfot has another knech at the end, which is not really Nogea La'inyanin right now, but it will be Nogea soon. Rashi and Tosfot are not alone. The Hagaot Mordechi and many other poskim, the Rosh, the Ran, the Mi'iri, they all bring down Rashi that the context of the Isur of Zimra is only Bevet HaMishta'ot. Now listen to this. There's an interesting, I want to read it to you. Here, the Mordechi, actually, Mizaya Mordechi, Rabbeinu Mordechai Bar Hillel Ashkenazi, who was one of the Ba'alei HaTosafot, he was a Talmid of Maharam Mirotenburg, one of the last Ba'alei HaTosafot, he was massacred along with his whole family in Germany. So he writes, he quotes Tosfot, quotes Rashi and Tosfot, but he goes a step further. Listen to this. Matzati batosfot dehainu mishte belo achila hu deasur sheze derech ha'akum aval bemishte shel achila mutar. He takes Rashi and Tosfot a step further and he says what? When do we say that music in party houses where there's wine is asur? It's only when there's only drinking going on. But if there's eating and drinking, it's mutar. What's the reason? Apparently, I mean, obviously the svara here is that when you're eating and drinking, obviously when you eat, that helps you absorb the alcohol a little bit better. And in general, there, not always, but in general, there's less shtuyot when there's eating go along with the drinking as opposed to drinking alone, right? That's not just like lahavdil el falfav dalot, that's like New York State right now. You can serve liquor when you're serving food. But if it's only liquor, that's not a restaurant. What's that? That's a bar. Right? But Hashem, they answer the bars. Yeah, man. Any
meal
of
bread?
No, zil batal ta'ama. Why is he saying this? Because it's much, in general, right? Let's say, you know, a lot of people, during the week, alcohol is very, very, it can be very dangerous. The me'iri, and Orchot Chaim actually, but that's a different story. But then you look at the Me'iri, Davzayin, we're also in Davzayin and Gittin now, but Davzayin Masechet Megillah, look what he says about alcohol. Yeah, wa aliyah, what the Me'iri says over there, the woes and the avonot that come about through alcohol. But on Shabbat Kodesh, you take a little L'chaim. The Gemara also says that it's, sometimes Tenu Shechar La'oved V'yan L'mare Nafesh, right? Sometimes alcohol takes the edge off a little bit, but especially the seudah is a way of, calming down the effect of the alcohol. So apparently that's what the Mordechi is talking about over here. And I'll read to you now the Me'iri over here on the sugiya. Listen to what he holds, and then we're going to refer back to it later.
The wine just enhances it. The food enhances it less.
The Chachamim imposed the gzirah after the Qurban Bet HaMikdash against music. Where, apparently, the Gemara says, the Gemara is bringing the Psukim, Bashir Ashtiyayim, Atismach Israel, and Rashi and Tosfot and the Me'iri and the Mordechi and the Rosh and the Ran and many other poskim hold that it's only in the context of alcohol. Zeu, Bevet HaMishta'ot. Now, listen to this, says the Me'iri. Now, apparently, you're getting a feel from these Rishonim that the reason why the Chachamim instituted this is why. What's the problem of having music by Batei Mishta'ot? What can that lead to? Too much, you know, kalut rosh, lightheadedness, triviality. Yeah. So let's see what the Meiri says. He says as follows. Yeah.
Kol mine zemer asuim l'simchat holelut v'shelo lechaven bahem l'shevach habore yitbarach o l'tzad mitzvah ela derech kalut rosh v'ta'anuk b'mine ma'achal u'mishte asur l'shom'o l'ishta'ashe yabo. Ben sh'na'asa zemer b'kli shir, ben b'shira b'peh. וכל שכן במקום שנשים מצויות שם, בר מינן, והדבר בא לידי הרגל עבירה, ומכל מקום, כל שיש בו שבח ותהילה להשם יתברך, כגון פיוטים ומזמורים, מותר אפילו בבית חתנים ומשתאות, שכל שאין בו פריצות מותר, ואין לו לדיין באלו אלא מה שעיניו רואות, לפי מקומם ושעתם,
which means that you see, he's going, first of all, he's going like the Rashi and Tosafot, who are not mechalek between Shira Bapeh and Shira Bakeli. And he says that the issue over here is what? That it leads to all sorts of avanot and too much simcha, but he does throw in this curveball of tzorech mitzvah and stuff like that. Shevach ve'odah l'kadosh baruch hu. We'll come back to that. What are you saying? Oh, what did I say before B'Shem Yerushalmi? Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was around, people were afraid to do avonot because there was a lot more accountability bizman of Sanhedrin. You know what I'm saying? People, there's charba onish, and the onish was very, you know, people got punished in Manasot. Yeah? So, I want to read to you a Rambam now. Listen very carefully to the words of the Rambam, and you tell me which side of the fence he's sitting on over here. You ready? Okay. Says the Rambam, this is also in Pirkei of Ilchot Ta'anit, which is talking about, you know, all the Dinim of Ta'aniyot, and the Churban, and post-Churban, and Zichel HaMikdash. So Rambam says as follows, and Alakha Yudavit. Mi shecharav bet HaMikdash gazru chazal shelo lenagen b'chli shir uv'chol mine zemen. Okay, so far so good. V'chol mashmi'ai kol shel shir asur lismoach bahem v'asur l'shom'a mipenei HaChurban. V'afilu shira b'peh al hayayin asura sh'ne'emar בשיר לא ישתו יין. וכבר נהגו כל ישראל לומר דברי תשבחות והודעות להשם יתברך על היין. Let's leave out that last piece for a second. Let's rewind for a second. I'm going to read to you. There's actually three parts of this Rambam. The first part, which is pretty much, you know, innocuous. There's not, you know, it's pretty parv and like the other Rishonim. But he says, again, listen very carefully and you need to make a very big deal. You need to make a mashmaut from this Rambam.
ואפילו שירה בפה על היין אסור, שנאמר בשיר לא ישתו יין. אפילו שירה בפה על היין אסור.
If the Rambam's interpreting the Gemara based on the pasuk, בשיר לא ישתו יין, אפילו שירה בפה על היין is אסור. Hey, wait a second. Until now, the first part of the Rambam, weren't we equating, you know, vocal and instrumental? If the Rambam just went off on a tangent and said that even vocal music is asur on wine, what does that mean? His shita is about instrumental, huh? Asur even not on wine. If the Rambam is only mentioning vocal in the context of wine, and that's how he understands the maskanat Gemara, that must mean that instrumental. The whole sugya says the Rambam is talking about bapeh alayin. That's what they were asking about. Instrumental is asur. Irrelevant and independent of wine. Which means, how is this not like Rashi and Tosfot and all the other Rishonim that we said? What did they say? They weren't mechalek between Bapeh and Bakeli. They said it's only Batei Mishta'ot and Alayayin. And not only that, Mordechi says Alayayin Bibad, if it's a regular Seuda, mashmeh that it's okay. Yeah, the Rambam says, Shira Bakeli, forget it. Now, that's a huge chidush. That's the Rambam's novel way to interpret the sugya. The only problem is, I told you, you know who else argues in the Rambam besides for all the Rishonim that we said? The Rambam. In Tshuva, the Rambam says, and you know, in general, it's very, very rare for the Tur to quote a Tshuva to Rambam. Over here he does. Apparently he had this specific Tshuva, and it's so bothersome that the Tur gave it a shout out. in Siman Tachkuf Samach, Saif Gim. Listen to what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. Ready? He says, oh, the Rambam says like this, Asur ben bekli negina uben shira bapeh afilu shelo al hayayin. Which means, he says beferush, this is, if you want to look it up, it's Ma'adurat Freiman Siman Shin Ayin. There's many different Ma'adurot of Tshuvat Rambam, In the Rambam's Tshuva over there, he says very clearly, both instrumental and vocal are asur, even without wine. Which means, apparently now, how many shitot do we have in the Rishonim about music? Three. What are they? Yeah, let's start with the two extremes. What are the two extremes? Extreme Kula, who do you have? Rashi Tosot, and a majority of the Rishonim who say what?
Without wine,
akol mutar, even instrumental. Go to the opposite extreme. Who do you have? You have the Tshuvat HaRambam, who says what? Ben bakeli, ben bapeh, afilu shelo al hayayin, asur. Okay? Now, so he says, and who do you have in the middle? You have the Rambam in the other Chazaka. What does he say over there? He's mechalek between bapeh and bakeli. And what does he say? Bapeh is asur bayayin. Instruments? Always asur. So, again, the Bach brings the tour, asks a sheila, he says that he asks a stira in the Rambam, he's not miyashiv. The Bach tries to be miyashiv at a stira. It's, you know what, I'll tell you the truth. You know, when I have nothing against it, and, you know, the basis for all of my learning is my yeshiva years. But looking back, a friend of mine from yeshiva, you know, when you grow older and you start learning halacha and you start being ma'amik a little bit more, you start broadening your horizons in Torah learning. You know, if you're a magid shir, one of the biggest, you know, grand slams that you can hit in a shir is called a l'shitaseh. Yeah? What's a l'shitaseh? That you find a certain posek or a certain mefaresh in two different places and he says the same way. So I had a friend, I met him, you know, after we were, you never really leave yeshiva, but after we hadn't been in yeshiva for a long time, let's call it that. So he saw me, he said, let me ask you a question. He says, what's the big zach about a l'shitaseh? Doesn't it make sense that the same posek in two different places, if he's the same person, would tend to follow the same shita? I mean, otherwise it would be contradictory. So I said, you know, come to think of it, that makes a lot of sense. So he says, so what's the gainus behind the l'shitaseh? I felt like jit, you know, I felt like, you know. Huh? So what's l'shitaseh? That you found it.
It's not l'shitaseh, but everything.
No, but what's l'shitaseh? That you found it.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to be l'shitaseh. He doesn't want to contradict himself.
You had your view
of it. L'shitaseh, huh? That's cause for another podcast. Anyway. So. Anyway, whatever. No, Bemet, wouldn't it make sense that the same person should be consistent with his views, even though it's in two different masachto? Okay, Beseder, you know. So, Aval, the Tur doesn't answer. The Bet Yosef doesn't even answer. The Bach is miyashiv, and he says, no, it's not a steer. He says that the Rambam in Tshuva is coming to be mefaresh. He's not coming to argue. He's coming to be mefaresh what he said in the other Chazakah. And therefore, that's what he meant. And he says, aye, but over there he says yain. So he says, in general, shiraz al yain, but be'emet he meant lav dafka. Alo, zeh abach, mami. Raga, bach, rabbi chadash. Huh? Beseder, mala asot. What would you rather have, a lav dafka or a steer in a Rambam? Be'emet? Kacha? Listen, the Bach knew the answer. The Bach is a gdol olam. Shlomo, tagid li mashu. Shlomo, in Panama you have briskers or not really? They exist over there?
Not really.
We have to ship some in.
Yeah, ship them in here. We're waiting.
Okay, Bekitzer. I don't think you can handle them, Shlomo. I don't think, you know, it's like I don't think you can handle the truth. I don't think you can handle briskers. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. Tov, Rabotan. There is such a Rambam. I'm going to read to you the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? You have to take it apart with a fine-tooth comb and tell me what he holds like. Which end of the spectrum is he? Says Maran in Siman Tav Kuf Samach, Saif Gimel. I'm going to skip the Rambam for now because that's going to throw you off. And then later I'm going to put the Rama back in. It's like in Rabbi Yitzchak and Hanan on the fifth floor, they have the first edition, you know, the first edition of the Shulchan Aruch without the Rama. Yeah. That's how it was originally printed, without Rama. Like that. You ever been there? You ever saw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So he says like this. Okay? Now, listen. I couldn't say that. Yeah. So, Maran says as follows. Maran Zichron Berachah, that was another one of his another one of his famous sayings, right? Al ta'asu kushiyot, right? That was one. He also used to say, al ta'asu politika. So, al ta'asu politika. Leave it alone. Don't make politics. He didn't look as, he was involved in politics. He was involved in the chassu. He didn't look at his politics. He looked at it as, zikui rabim, terror. Yeah? Well, that's, you know, that can be obviously debated, but, you know, not everything has to do with politics. Says Maran, וכן גזרו שלא לנגן בכלי שיר, בכל מיני זמר, בכל משמיעי קול של שיר לשמח בהם. So far, this is word for word from the Rambam. Now, next part of Maran, ואסור לשומעם מפני החורבן, ואפילו שיר בפה על היין אסורה, שנאמר, בשיר לא ישתו יין. אבל נהגו כל ישראל, אומר דברי תשבחות או שיר של הודעה בזיכרון חסדי הקדוש ברוך הוא על היין. What did he do? Yeah, the ending was the Rambam also. The Rambam said the same ending. Yes, the ending of the Rambam and the Meiri are along the same thing, and I'll soon bring you that the Geonim actually said that the roof rings of Shem Gaon. But otherwise, halachically, in terms of the first part, who's Maran Gaon like? Like the Rambam and the Mishneh Torah. Which means, according to Maran, very interesting, he didn't resolve the Sfira in Bet Yosef, and he passed things like the Halakha, like the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, that what? That when it is Shir Bapeh, Rak Al Yain, but Zmira Bakeli, what? Is Asur, even without Yain. That's a very interesting Shita. Now, probably the Mishneh Torah. However, there's a Bet Yosef. Why would he do that? Why in the world would he do that? And the answer is, there's a Bet Yosef that brings down in Choshen Mishpat Siman Kufiyot, there is a Shelot U'Tshuvot Zichron Yehuda, written by, there's a few, but the Rishon, who's that? No, so he says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Harosh, right? The Rosh had three sons, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechiel, Rabbi Yehuda, it was his youngest son. So Rabbi Yehuda, his son of the Rosh, wrote Shelot U'Tshuvot Zichron Yehuda. He says, there was a certain situation in Choshen Mishpat over there where there was a contradiction between the Tshuvat HaRosh and Piskei HaRosh. What do you do? And it wasn't able to be resolved. Says the Zichron Yehuda, Psakim Ikar, the Psakim which bears more weight? The Sefer Psikat HaLacha, a certain Posek, or his Tshuvot, or his Responsa? He says the Sefer HaLacha. So using that, the Bet Yosef says the same thing when you have a Tshuvot. Between any, you know, any stira in the poskim, but the same thing, he says the same rule would apply by the Rambam. When you have a stira between the Mishneh Torah, which was a Sefer Halacha, and a Tshuva, which one do you go by? Mishneh Torah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch poskim says he does. Now,
what's the reason? Why is the...
So, when is a posek much more careful? When he's writing a Halacha that's meant for the masses, or when he's writing a Tshuva that's meant for a specific person in a specific situation?
You can say all the way around.
Both are published.
If you're writing a Tshuva, you're writing it for a specific person. Maybe you want to find the real deen, but if you're writing it for the masses, you may be more lenient.
Ah, there's a problem. You think Chalila the Rambam was a Democrat? He has to whitewash the Torah. Right? He wanted to write. Remember, the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam's objective in writing Mishneh Torah was what? To replace Shas. So he has to write Halacha L'Amita. Right, all of the words, every single word in Mishneh Torah Kodesh Kadoshim. Zeh, huh? Hello, Tiragashon. So he says, Lamakach. Yeah? Don't pull a Josh on me. So he says like this.
All the Shifa are saying the Sheva
and music that's Mitzvah. Oh, Yefemel. Good, good. That's very good. Good point. Now, indeed, there is a Where's my Rif? Yeah, well, the Rif brings down B'Shem Gaon. It's brought in Otzer HaGeonim on Gittin. The Rif in the beginning of the fifth Pirik in Ma'amidin and Berachot brings it down. Rosh and Psakim brings it down in the beginning. And they say, Piresh Gaon, Hade Amrinan Zimra Befuma Asur Hani Mile Kegon Neginot Shel Ahavat Adam Lachavero Umeshabecho Al Yofio Kama Kemoshe Korim Ha'ishma'inim Ish'ara. You ever heard Arab songs? You know what they're all? They're all Shira Agavim. They're all love songs. And they talk about love and beauty and whatever. That's what the Chachamim meant is Asur. Aval, this is the Rif talking B'Shem Geonim. And he says, Aval divrei shirot v'tishbachot v'zichron chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu en adam miYisrael nimna mizot u'minhag kol Yisrael le'omram bevatei chatanim u'bevatei mishtaot b'chol simcha v'lo ra'inu mi shemicha bazeh. Ma omer Ryan, what did he just say? He says what? That when it's shirot v'tishbachot, even bevatei mishtaot ma'adin, mutar. And that, you remember the end of the Rambam? Where do you think he gets it from? It's from the Rif, it's from the Geonim. And it makes perfect sense. You know why? Because the Rambam would be, he doesn't bring him by name, but he's quoting his Grand Rebbe. The Rif was the Rambam's Grand Rebbe. So he's getting things from him. Who else spoke in a similar vein? The Meiri. He also said, "Ve'in la dayan ina mashayinav ro'ot." Now, indeed, not everybody holds the same way. Okay? Listen to this. The Orchot Chaim. Who's Orchot Chaim? No, the Shulchan Gavon. It's also Ra'a, but we don't call him Ra'a. Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen, me? Lunil. Where was it? France. Provence. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, because he was Ben Doro of whom? Of the Rambam. The Rambam has multiple hitkatvuyot with Chachme Lunil. Barosh HaVarishonah was Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen, me Lunil. So anyway, he writes over here in Hilchot Tisha B'Av. Yeah, Siman Yudan. It says the Orchot Chaim, scary stuff. Vezimra demana dainu bechlishir leolam asur bechol makom veafilu al yedei shevachot shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Beisuran midibre Kabbalah shneimar al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim midibre Kabbalah kidibre Torah. Boom. The Orchot Chaim says that when the Chachamim asered instrumental music, it's asur even shelo bevet haMishtaot, which is the Rambam said. He said even bimkom simcha shel mitzvah and shevach ve'odah and shirot v'tishbachot. It's a big chumrah, and he says isur kedivrei Torah, divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah. It's a very, very stringent isur. Now, who do we see that vehemently opposes that view of the Orchot Chaim? The Meiri that we said before. The Meiri said beferush that if it's shevach ve'odah, it's mutar. And guess what? Even the Rambam, who was machmir more than Rov HaRishonim, he said that besimcha shel mitzvah, and he said that shevach ve'odah is mutar. So again, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu has a few tshuvot about this. He has in Yechavedat Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed He, Mem He, in Yechavedat Chelek Vav Siman Lamed He, in Chazon Ovadia, and he says that a person with regards to shevach ve'odah, if a person wants to rely on the more lenient opinion, first of all, you have kind of a safek sfeka, right? First of all, he doesn't quote it as a safek sfeka, but first of all, guess what? If there's no alcohol present, if there's no wine present, rov kechol harishonim hold that even by instrumental music, what's the halacha? Mutar. No, they hold it's mutar. Now, and even according to the Rambam, uda'imeh, if it's being done l'shevach v'hoda'ah, even the Rambam who's machmir more than the other Rishonim by kleshir, even shelo bimkom yain, what does the Rambam say about shevach v'hoda'ah? Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Geonim, Meiri. You have all three amudei hora'ah quoting the Geonim who say that it's mutar. Bevadai sheyesh lehakel, yesh lehakel badavar. And he says, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu brings down a few other things, especially if it's not, let's say it's not instrumental, let's say it's just recorded music. He brings down a tshuva from the Chelkat Yaakov, famous tshuva. Chelkat Yaakov was a Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Breisch. He's from Switzerland. You know Rav Olbam? That's his Rebbe. So anyway.
What about that concert?
So, yeah, okay. So here we go. So over there, the Chelkat Yaakov says recorded music, which is not really instrumental. It's just music that's, it was at some point instrumental, but now it's recorded. I'm just replaying instruments that were played. Over there, these recordings, you know, tape recorders and, you know, CDs and all the other things that they have today, all these recording devices weren't around in the time of Chazal. And therefore, there's even more room for kula, even according to the Machmirim, to listen to it today. For the same price, you can say many of the instruments that we have today weren't around in Zman Chazal. That's a little bit of a stretch because an instrument's an instrument. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very fine line to differentiate between a recording instrument and a musical instrument. So, but again, that's what he says. And Maran Zman says it's certainly, you can be mitzaref la'akel. And any time it's l'shirot v'tishbachot, even if it's not seudah shel mitzvah, I witnessed many times Maran Zman, you can see even videos of it, that in Maran Zman house, there were, besides for Sheva Brachot and stuff like that, there were certain times where musicians, Chazanim, used to come over and they would sing Piyutim and, Bakashot and stuff like that. Just the Shirot V'Tishbachot LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that in and of itself, and he brings several poskim who understand the Rishonim like that, and even Maran, they understand him like that. He brings down the Maharikash, understands that any time you're playing music, independent of a Seudat Mitzvah is a different story altogether. I'll come back to Shirot V'Tishbachot in a second. Tosfos, I wanted to tell you, the Tosfot at the end over here say, on the Zayin Amud Aleph in Gittin, V'shir shel mitzvah sharek higon bish'at chupa she'oseh l'sameh chatan v'kala. The Rama brings that down l'alacha as well. That even according to the Machmirim, bizman chatan v'kala, everything's mutar. Why? That's shir shel mitzvah. Indeed, there's a Maharil, Rabbi Yaakov Moniz. Huh? They're Machmir on the 3 weeks. They're not talking time-wise.
They're
Machmir, they don't have weddings. Ashkenazim don't have weddings. We do. Yeah, so that's fine.
So the wedding, the Sephardi is having a wedding ring
for the
music?
But then. So now, Maharil writes, he says a very interesting Sheila. There was a governor in wherever they were in Europe, apparently. He lost his wife. And he imposed, Hilchot Avelut, kind of, Lahavdil, on the Jewish people. He says nobody, including the Jews in that area, is allowed to have any musical instruments for anything. So the problem was, there was a couple, obviously there were a bunch of couples that had to get married. So they asked the Maharil the question, what do we do about these couples that have to get married? Should we hold the, what should we do? Should we push off the wedding? Should we hold the wedding without music? He said, no. He says, you can't hold a wedding without music because a wedding without music is like guf bilon neshama. No, he says, the whole simchat chatan v'kala, so much so, the ra'avaya quoted by the Rama in Siman Shin Lamed Chet brings down that you're, although playing music on Shabbat, playing a musical instrument is an Isur de Rabbanan. Even, dancing and stuff like that is Isur de Rabbanan. Yeah, nevertheless, the Rama brings down from Rabbaya that it is mutar to ask a goy to play musical instruments at a Shabbat Chatan. Lichvot Chatan v'kala. Don't look at the poskim, whether we still do it, but there's many poskim, rabbim u'shlemim, that allow this, since it's only Isur de Rabbanan. A goy is number two, shvut yishvut, bimkom mitzvah. Playing music for chatan mekala is a mitzvah. Period. Huh? Oh, chakir. Rabbi Yaakov Emden disagrees with you. Aval chakir, rega. Says the Maharil, go out of town and have the music with, have the wedding with music over there. So it's a very big thing. So now, and the Rama brings down the station of Salalacha. He says, chatan mekala, even the Orchot Chaim would be mekel. The Orchot Chaim was machmir on what? On Shirot v'tishbachot. But with regards to Seudat mitzvah, like Chatan Kalam Uta. Now, Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yabetz, in his Sidur, the Sidur is called Amudei Shamayim. So he writes over there that the B'Seudat Brit Milah would be assumed to play music at a Brit Milah. And the Kapachayim actually sources this Yabetz from the Rama. The Rama over here in Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, V'chein l'tzorech mitzvah kigon bevet chatan v'kala hakol sherek. So says the Kaf HaChaim, why does the Yabet say by Brit Milah Zasur? He only said Chatan Mekala. Says Maran Zichrono Bracha in Chazon Avadia, why is that a raya? He didn't say Letzorech Mitzvah Shel Chatan Mekala. He said Letzorech Mitzvah Kegon Bevet Chatan Mekala. Which means what? He's only giving you an example of Seudat Mitzvah. So therefore, many, many poskim disagree with the Yabet. The Kaf HaChaim brings down Halacha that the Minhag is to be Mekel, especially by Sfaradim, that even by Seudat Brit Milah, Seudat Pidyon HaBen, by any Simcha Shel Mitzvah, whether it's a Siyum Masechet, or whatever it is, Seudat Chanukah, or Seudat Purim, many, many different Seudot that we have today, or many different gatherings can fall under the umbrella of Tzorech Mitzvah. What about Simchat Bet HaShoeva? That's awesome. Yeah, we consider it Tzorech Mitzvah. What about, you ask, Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva about it, what happens if you have all these gatherings, but it's for its tzedakah purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like they have these dinners, and at the dinners for its tzedakah purpose, to make, you know, they have like a, they have musical accompaniment. Is that sort of mitzvah? Rav Moshe is in vilav rafia biyadeh. He's not conclusive about it. He doesn't want to necessarily consider a seudat mitzvah. Aval mikol makom, yisim minhag ha'olam is to be mekil. Like I told you before, Maran Zichron Levracha, especially if the songs that are being sung are hartzid, they are shirot v'tishbachot l'akadosh baruch hu, all the more so it's a reason to be mekil based on the posting that we said. Maran Zichron Levracha used to have chazanim, you know, Rabbi Moshe Chabusha and other, you know, chazanim yirei shamayim, they used to come and play music and sing shirot v'tishbachot, and used to sing along with them, and then in and of itself, you'd be somech on the Ma'arikash and the Sha'ar Tzion HaKohen, and other poskim who understood that Maran holds that shirot v'tishbachot is mutar, independent of seudat mitzvah, and that seems to be minhag ha'olam with regards to this. Mel Tomei, Ryan?
Oh, what about concerts?
So, likely, again, yeah, make a scene at the concert, right? Be mitahir.
No,
so, okay, if it's Simchat Beit HaShoach, I will tell you like this. If it's a random concert, okay, you have to know really what's going on there. If they're singing songs, let's say they're not singing dirty songs, because dirty Goyish songs are assumed all the time. But let's say they're not singing dirty songs, they're just singing random. Here's a very good thing. A Yid wants to go to a Philharmonic concert. The Philharmonic, classical music. L'da'at Maran, l'da'at Rabban, isur gamur. En beze shum heter ba'olam. Asur. Why? That's part of the gzerah, post Beit HaMikdash. Now, huh? Hello, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, ani omer lecha. The Rama is mekeh. Home. The Rama brings them tosot, whatever, as long as it's not a mishteh. Okay, fine. But according to maybe you can say kimli kedat Rama. Okay, fine. Beseder. Aval mikol makom. Let's say it's not. In general, if it's a Jewish concert, okay, as long as they're not rocking up the song too much. In general, there's a few songs over there that are hard sick. They're singing shirot v'tishbachot, shire regesh. It's like as long, obviously, as there's no tzniut problem. There's tzniut problems. Shem irachem. You know, an even bigger issue than the music. But I'm saying, let's say, and especially because the whole music problem was because, like we saw in the Meiri, was because it's new, right? That's even, you know, that's ironic. Aval, mikol makom, at the end of the day, if it's a concert that songs of Shirot v'tishbachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu are being sung in a way that's tzenua v'zeh, yesh le'akel afilu b'zman hazeh, and you see, you know, minhag ha'olam seems to be mekel b'zeh. Oh, what about to go to the opera? Right, you go, I don't know why anybody would do that, but let's say, you know, be'emet, you go to the opera, a person enjoys it, and you're damn as asul. Asul lechet sham. Right, it ain't over until the fat lady sings, but that's a different story.
Jewish singer,
per
song.
Huh? Correct, yeah.
Jewish singer, Hebrew music, but not Jewish. It's not like Shirot Bekishpachot.
You know what kind of dirty things you can say in Hebrew? Lashon HaKodesh isn't Hebrew. And Hebrew is not Lashon HaKodesh.
How about like Isharigo concert?
Yeah, he gives Dibre Torah and every one of his songs. Every single one.
I don't want to get into names and specifics and whatever. About, you know.
This is Laman's question. Why not?
Takshiv tov. Okay? Al ta'ase politika. Aval takshiv alacha. Yeah? I'm going to tell you Dvar Hashem zo halacha. If it's asur to be there, just because the speaker, the singer, or whatever it is, they have a Dvar Torah, Zelo, you know, you can't be mitahedet asher, it's like that. If it's asur, it's asur, especially if there's mixing and there's, you know, all sorts of different things and screaming girls and whatever. You know, everybody knows that's not sanoa. You know, so if it's like an all men's concert and it's, you know, bederech shel Torah, and then he's singing things that are, you know, things of, you know, nice things, psukim shel Torah, and things that are musar and things like that. Okay, we say that. Then the Divrei Torah is v'chol ha'marbe harezeh mishubach. But if it's somewhere that you're not allowed to be there anyway, no. But he says a Divrei Torah. Machpad l'mad Divrei Torah shalai. I can't be there. You understand that? You have to know. You have to use your judgment. Again, even to go to a concert stam is lo pashut. According to the way that we were presented the sugya, it's not pashut at all. What are you saying, Nathan?
As far as songs that aren't Shir Hashanah Shabbos by Kugers, like songs about like Hashibus HaTorah.
Yeah.
That's still
Hashibus HaTorah is the quintessential Shirot V'Tishbechot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If there's a song that's about Inyanei Musar, but they aren't direct Shirot V'Tishbechot HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Musar is a Shirot V'Tishbechot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zavadai. Like a kumzitz. That's not. Can you sit down and have a kumzitz? A guy sits there with a guitar, or a guy with a zayin, and they're singing Shirei Regesh. They're singing Lichvado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yerushalayim. They sing all sorts of songs like that. Bevadai. That's a minhag la'akel. That's Shirot V'Tishbechot.
Rabbi, what about electronic music?
What do you mean by that?
Like no voice, like just electronic music. Like, oh, is that considered an instrument?
Live or recorded?
No, recorded you say is fine. Of course, I'm not saying you can go to our concert, but like...
First of all, we're talking about kosher, right? Kosher music.
Yeah, kosher music, yeah.
Okay.
No words, nothing. Okay. Nowadays, it doesn't exist. Like,
what is it using to play the music?
Like sound effects, electronic music.
I don't know.
It's no way. It's just like
people in the Spanish shiur,
yeah.
The whole shiur has a misconception. They think that the whole conversation here is referring to non-kosher music. Yeah. Jewish music is for sure. Anything in Hebrew is for sure. But non-Jewish music is the question.
So first of all, let's get something straight here. Not everything that's in Hebrew is kosher. Okay, let's get something straight. That's crazy. If you think everything in Hebrew is kosher, you know, let me take it to Tel Aviv. You know, it's not the...
No, whatever person doesn't understand Islam.
By the way, you know, Tel Aviv was the first, you know, most of the Admorim, I shouldn't say most, many of the Admorim who came post-Holocaust to Eretz Yisrael, Belz started in Tel Aviv, Ger started in Tel Aviv. Many of the big Hasidiyot in Eretz Yisrael today, Tel Aviv used to be a very frum, happening city of Makom Shel Torah. Yeah, just, anyway, but no, Be'emet, before even Yerushalayim became more popular for the Haredim, it's, you know, Dama, I don't know, huh? Yeah. No, but there's still a few. I have an uncle who lives in Tel Aviv, and there's still Kiryot, there's still like places, you know, neighborhoods of Hasidish neighborhoods. Ger is a Hasidish neighborhood in Tel Aviv, still. It's like more insular, obviously. They're not, you know, in Dizengoff, but I'm saying like it's, no, Be'emet. So you have to use your head. So again, what misconceptions are we clearing up here, Ryan? That what? Not everything in Hebrew is kosher. Even if it's Jewish music.
A Jewish singer.
Jewish singer doesn't necessarily mean the music is what Chazan meant by Shirot V'Tishbachot. And it goes without saying that you have to kind of make a judgment call on the setting. If it's not Tzanua, en mal daber, let man de palik, that you gotta, you know.
About a woman singing Shirot V'Tishbachot.
Okay, so now I'm not going to answer the question. I'm going to answer you in quotes. Ayin Yabi Omer Chelik Aleph Or Chaim Siman Vav, and then Ayin Yabi Omer Chelik Tet Or Chaim Siman Kufchet Ot Mem Gimel. Tichtov etze Tirei, and then we'll talk about it on a different time. Again, Aleph Vav Yabi Omer and Tet Kufchet Mem Gimel. Yeah, what are you saying? We have to get to the parsha. Yeah, I answered it.
Is recording music okay if it's obviously it's kosher?
Yes, that would be fine.
Any day of the week,
yeah, if a person needs it. Again, there are machmirim on that as well. You see, Rav Moshe also talks about recorded music. He's not so, again, he's matir at the end of the day, but you see that he has havamina not to be matir, and then havamina is, you know, a strong one based on the sugya. Avang mikol makom, if it's kosher recorded music and it doesn't have, you know, there's a lot of music out there that even if it's kosher words, but the music is just, it kills like brain cells. You know what I'm saying? No, Be'emet, it's too, like, you know what I'm talking about? Huh? I don't know what it is, but it's like not mat'im for words of, they put words of Torah in there, but it's like, you know, I'm not saying anything, but you can tell whether it's Faradi or Ashkenazi. You know, I'm talking to you from a person who has a little bit of a musical background. You can tell when music has Jewish origins or not. You see what I'm saying? Forget about the words. You can put words onto anything. But you can tell when this is a Jewish mangina, whether it's Ashkenazi or Sfaradi or not. And if it's not a Jewish mangina, even if it has Jewish words, so, you know, why do you have to fry your brain cells over it? You know what I'm saying? So just leave it. Go listen.
Example is like this song, Beyachudu, Beyachudu.
Hashem wrote Beyachudu. I don't know. Yeah.
Putting the Torah, and Yom HaShishi needed the song form. Then he added in, like
Begedyam,
throughout the song, he added in different parts to it.
He described the week during the verse, and the chorus.
Like, the whole week, and then like, the whole point is the Shabbat.
So, you just know the chorus, Yom HaShishi.
What does a bathing suit have to do with Shabbat?
That's about Thursday.
Thursday is bathing suit, and then Shabbat.
No, I didn't say asur. It doesn't smell.
Many people now learn by asur by heart because of the song.
Hashem Yisrael, for the kavod lo. Tuda rabba. It's kibush Hashem. It's gonna save the world, man.
What did you say about
recording
music around 10 years? It still has to be a song that like.
Ariel, what do you want to ask? Speak up. So it's very interesting that you ask that. Maran Achidan Birkei Yosef Siman Tav Kuf Samach quotes Rabbeinu Menachem de Lonzano in Sefer Shtei Yadot, which is that, you know, many times, especially in Sephardic Chazanut, you find that the tunes that we use are actually adapted from Arabic or Middle Eastern songs. So how does that work? And some people want to say that it's not kosher, and the Maram bin Lonzano was one of the greatest Mekubalim, actually writes that it's perfectly fine, and that's actually the prevalent minhag, because the manginot are actually, they have a place in the olamot ha'elyonim, and when you change it from having, you know, maybe not the nicest words, and you apply it to Shirei Kodesh and to the Tfilot and Kaddishim and stuff like that, so you actually ma'alen mangina, and he says that's a prevalent minhag. Among the, I don't know what Ashkenazim do, but by Sfaradim, that's a prevalent minhag. Most of the makamim and all the things that we have, a lot of it is based on Arabic and Middle Eastern liturgy. I don't know by Persians exactly how it works, but you know, do they make Golesangam into Kaddish? Has that been done? I'll end off with this. I had a brother-in-law. I have a brother-in-law who was once on a cruise. Don't ask me how he got there, what he was doing there, what they... No, no, he was on a cruise. So, Bekitsur, this is one of my favorite stories in life. This is so gishmak. So he told me, one of the nights on the cruise, I don't know, 7, 8 nights, I don't know, one of the nights on the cruise, they had karaoke night. Beseder. Maze, pick a song and you sing. Beseder. So the DJ, the guy in charge over there, so he gets on the microphone, he says, okay, everybody, and he said, welcome to karaoke night. And do we have any volunteers to sing the karaoke? So we said that there was a middle-aged Persian fellow who my brother-in-law had befriended on the trip, on the Jewish Persian guy, and he had a mustache. And he goes up there and he says, I'll volunteer. So he goes up there and the DJ asks him, okay, so what do you want to sing? So he says, I want to sing Golesango. So the DJ asked him, says, American guy, he's like, what's that? He's like, look it up. You know, put it in the Google and look it up. And he found it. And he sang Golesango to the boat. To the ship. That was, and people apparently enjoyed it. So that was the... After Chatzot, של ערב שבת מוצב. טוב, בוא נגיד איזה דבר על פרשת השבוע. Anyway, I had an ah from that song. Anyway, not the song.